the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. On first listening to today's gospel passage, it seems to be an indictment against the rich. For the rich man who was not willing to give up his riches left sorrowful. And Jesus Christ said, it is difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to go into heaven. And given how much we hear about the evils of the rich, this seems to strike a sonorous chord with many. However, it should be surprising then that the disciples were greatly astonished and in a panic said, "Who then can be saved?" Need I remind you that the disciples were not Wall Street bankers. They were fishermen. They were exceedingly poor. They literally worked paycheck to paycheck, and if they didn't catch fish, they went hungry. By no measure of worldly standards could the disciples have been considered rich. And yet they, who understood the message of what Jesus was trying to say, were in a panic. For they asked, "Who then can enter the kingdom of heaven?" They lumped themselves with the rich. For my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, today's gospel passage is not an indictment on money or material goods in and of themselves. It is an indictment of anything and anyone that comes between you and the kingdom of heaven. For this young man, Jesus Christ said, "For you, you must sell all that you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." He didn't say to everyone, "I want all of you to sell all of your riches, and we're going to become a monastery, and we're going to have no material goods." Jesus Christ didn't say that. He spoke directly to the heart of that young man, for that young man had many possessions. And because of these many possessions, he was not willing to give them up and follow Christ. He was willing to be an ethical young man. He was willing to not lie, not to kill, not to steal. He was willing to honor his father and mother. He was even willing to love his neighbor as himself. But he was not willing to give up his great possessions. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, the possessions that we have that keep us from Christ can be anything. Some people are addicted to television, and they can't stop watching it, even to spend time with their family. Some children are addicted to video games. And by children, I mean sometimes children in their 30s. Some of us are addicted to our work. Some of us are addicted to wealth and prosperity. Some of us are addicted to beauty. Some of us are addicted to prestige. Some of us are addicted to any number of things that become barriers between us and Christ. If we would be perfect, we must give up those things that prevent us from getting close to Christ. We must self-empty ourselves in order to get close to Christ. There is a saying that there is a gate in Jerusalem called the Eye of the Needle. And that the reason why Jesus Christ said that a camel could not enter it was not that a camel cannot get through that needle, but because that gate was very low. And camels used in Jerusalem were used as beasts of burdens, not just because of their big hump, but because they're a very strong creature. So people would pack all of their goods on top of the camel because the camel could carry it. But the only way that the camel could get through that particular gate was to unburden it, take off everything that is on that camel, and then the camel can get through that gate. But my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, it's not that simple, is it? It is not that easy to break an addiction. It is not that easy to not worship wealth, beauty, prestige, power. With the whole world pushing these things on us as the things to grab. What do they tell children in school? You have to make a lot of money so you can be comfortable later in life. You must be well-liked so that you will have power. You must be beautiful so that people will like you. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, these addictions are not something to be broken by willpower alone. It is not so simple for us to deny ourselves and follow Christ. It requires God's help. It is for this reason that Jesus Christ says, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. If you trust in God, if it is your true desire to be perfect, if it is your true desire to have eternal life, if it is your true desire to have treasures in heaven and to be in paradise, God will help you. God will give you the ability to empty yourself of all those things that harm you and use the goods of your life to help people and to draw closer to Christ. Today we celebrate the belt of the Virgin Mary. On August 15th, during the Dormition, we noticed that one of the apostles was missing, Thomas, because he had doubted the Lord. And 3 days later, when her body had been mystically transported to paradise. And while she was being transported to paradise, according to tradition, the holy apostle Thomas, like all of the apostles prior to him, was being carried in a cloud to Jerusalem, to Gethsemane. And there in the clouds he met a beautiful woman who gave him her belt, saying she did not need it where she was going. And the apostle Thomas brought that belt to the other disciples, and they recognized it as the belt that had been on the Virgin Mary when she had been buried. That belt, today we celebrate when Emperor Justinian brought the belt to Constantinople. That belt that now rests in Vatopedi Monastery in Manathos has been responsible for countless miracles, most notably for women that are having trouble conceiving. They will ask that a rope that has been laid on the belt of the Virgin Mary and prayed over by the monks be given to them and then wrapped around their belly, both before and during the pregnancy, so that the Virgin Mary will bless the womb and the child or children that rest inside the womb. The belt of the Virgin Mary represents her strength, the strength that she gives to all of us. And especially as we endeavor at the beginning of the ecclesiastical new year, which begins tomorrow, we need strength. We need her protection. We need her intercessions to help us on our way, to help us on our path, as we strive to draw closer to Christ. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, let us remember the fear of the disciples, recognizing their wealth, even though they did not have physical wealth. And let us try to take away from ourselves that which impedes our progress to Christ. And let us intercede to the Virgin Mary that she may help us to rid ourselves of those things, to uncumber ourselves that prevent us from reaching paradise. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.